This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Hey, we have a great WHL Championship Series on the go. Portland and Edmonton, and they appear destined for seven games. We'll update the series and hear from both head coaches. What's old is new again in Kamloops. Don Hayes set to return behind the Blazer bench 19 years after guiding the club to two Memorial Cup titles. We'll have more with him. And the Regina Pats have unveiled their new ownership group. We'll have more from this week's announcement from the Queen City. What a Ed Chanel Cup final series we have going between the Portland Winterhawks and Edmonton Oil Kings. The home team winning the first four games to be all tied up in the best of seven. Portland head coach and GM Mike Johnston says momentum has gone back and forth in each other's buildings.
A lot of people talked about it in Portland, said, well, you won the first two games and you look really good. I thought it was there were tighter games than maybe the score indicated at times. It's been a good series, and it's going to continue to be a good series. We have a lot of confidence at home. As a group, we have a lot of confidence. We've got to continue to make adjustments as they'll make adjustments in the series. And as I said, now it shortens up. The time frame is really quick.
As for why home ice has been so important,
I just think when you're playing at home, you do a couple good things and it magnifies it as far as the energy. You feed off the crowd, and I think it's a reverse effect when you're the visiting team, so that whatever they do, it seems like they got a one shot on goal, but it seems like it was three, just because of the energy in the building, the energy of the crowd. So you have to get used to that, and you have to be able to really take a calm look at the game, especially from a coaching perspective, and make sure that you don't get caught up in the emotion of the game.
Winterhawks captain Taylor Lear knows they still hold home ice advantage the rest of the way.
But the home ice has been such a big thing for us, and obviously we both teams have won both at home, so that seems to be a real big factor for both teams.
Now on the Edmonton side, they've buckled things down defensively, shutting down Portland in game four to tie the series. The defensive effort has been led by NHL first-round pick Griffin Reinhart. Head coach Derek Laxdal can't say enough good things about his back end and team defense for games three and four.
I think you're seeing the type of defenseman that Griff's going to be in the National Hockey League, and obviously he is the leadership of that back end, and all the kids are just kind of buying in and jumping on board with Griff and leading by example. And I think he's a great teacher for some of the young kids coming through, Jesse Mills and Dyson Mayo and Aaron Irving, to see what Griff can do, and just what a big, strong body who plays a simple game. As Griff goes, as Tristan goes, as Curtis goes, as Sammy goes, as our whole group goes, that's the heartbeat of our hockey club.
Laxdal says they're looking forward to continuing this series and battling to the end.
First four games are done. We're tied 2-2. We're looking forward to playing game five here. It's a best of three. Portland has home ice. We have to win one important, plain and simple. Some people wrote us off at 2-0, and our guys have battled back, and give them credit. Now we're going into game five here, and we're going in to win in Portland. That's going to be our goal.
Reminder, you can catch this series live on Shaw TV, as well as Root Sports in the U.S.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Regina Pats officially unveiling its new ownership group. Anthony Marquardt will lead the local group to guide the Pats into a new era. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison was on hand for the announcement.
Anytime we are searching for a new ownership group, especially in key markets such as Regina, the Western Hockey League always looks for highly motivated, highly successful, and influential local businessmen as clearly our preference. This ownership group obviously fits that criteria perfectly. They all share a strong passion, not only for their community, but for their hockey team. We believe it is an ideal ownership group to guide this storied franchise into the future.
Pat's general manager Chad Lang is excited about the changes and the future ahead.
It's been 20 years, roughly, that Russ and Diane Parker have owned this organization. On April 30th, they turned the keys over to what I believe is one of the strongest ownership groups, if not the strongest ownership groups, in the entire Western Hockey League. The short time I've had to spend with these individuals, I can tell you that they're very enthusiastic. They're going to bring a lot of passion, pride, commitment, not only to the Regina Pats, but to the community of Regina. They respect and honor the tradition, but I know they're excited about building the future. I can say on behalf of the staff, we're extremely excited to have the opportunity to work with this group moving forward.
Anthony Marquardt heads up the group along with Regina businessmen Todd Lombard, Gavin Semple, Sean Semple, and Jason Drummond. Marquardt addressed those on hand and wants to continue to honor the tradition of the franchise.
We are truly blessed, truly excited with being a part of the world's premier major junior hockey franchise, of course, the WHL, the Regina Pats, the iconic nature of this franchise, the history of this franchise. We are the world's oldest major junior hockey franchise, and we're proud of that. That means something to ourselves, it means something to the community, and we take great pride in that. Of course, that history includes our military, being named after the Princess Patricia, Canadian Light Infantry. That means a lot, not just to us, but to everybody. That, coupled with the Memorial Cup, the most coveted trophy in major junior hockey in the world, and of course that being named after the First World War Canadian soldiers that died for this country. We take great pride and passion in taking over this franchise and leading it to the next level.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Kamloops Blazers have gone back to the future in filling their vacant coaching position. Don Hay will return behind the bench, 19 years between coaching stints in the River City. Hay returns after leading the Blazers to Memorial Cups in 1994 and 1995 and leaves the Vancouver Giants after 10 seasons. With 609 career wins behind a WHL bench, second all-time, Hay explains how it came together for him to come home.
Ron came to me probably about a week ago, 10 days maybe, and mentioned that Campbell said asked permission to talk to him about me and would I be interested. And I think that obviously coming back home is important to me. Born and raised in Kamloops, all my family lives in Kamloops, and it tweaked interest, and then it just kind of grew from there.
He takes over a Blazer team after only a 14-win regular season, the fewest in franchise history. He understands it will be a long road back.
I don't think it's ever a quick fix. I think that it's a process you have to go through, and I think the Don Hay of 1995 isn't coming in here in 2014. It's a different organization, it's a different team, and it's a different Don Hay. So I think that, the mentality and the process that we go through with the ownership group and the general manager group and the coaching staff, support staff is very important in how we proceed and how we move ahead. First of all, you need good people involved, and that's part of the process. And then you have to get everybody into the roles that they're comfortable with, and everybody believing in that role will have success for them. So I think that it's a process you have to go through. We're gonna start it in training camp and it continue to grow.
As for what he wants out of his new team, well, he can reference two former Giants now going head-to-head in the NHL playoffs.
I look at it this way. There's Brendan Gallagher and Milan Lucic. One's 6'4", 230 pounds. One's 5'9", 180 pounds. But they both have courage. And it's the courage to succeed. They both compete at a very high level. And that's what you need from all players is the ability to compete, the courage to go into those areas that it hurts to go into. And then the challenge is to keep going back into those areas.
Hay is also third all-time on the list for Blazer coaching wins, behind all-time leader Ken Hitchcock and the departing Guy Chiron. And that's this week's show. Should be a great final week in store as the WHL crowns a champ. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.